Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I mean, we, and I personally, you know, appreciate, you know, everything that they've, you know, contributed over the course of, you know, not just this year, but a lot of years. You know, just very grateful for the experience of playing this year for this team, this organization. I mean, over the course of my career, too. So I appreciate it. I hope I have always, you know, tried to do the right thing out there. Who knows what the future holds? So we'll leave it at that.
Move it up with me, then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out
Chuck
my
Berry, I assume?
Then I blew my horn.
Unless it's his cousin Marvin. I just Googled him during the headlines.
He was a god.
Yeah, no, he had some serious legal problems.
He's a sweaty guy.
Serious legal problems.
Yeah. Sweaty? Is that what you said? A sweaty
guy? He went to
guy?
Prison
sweaty
for guy. 2 years.
Yeah.
Went to prison.
I think it was the...
Got probation in that camera scandal.
The Mann Act. I don't know. One of those things.
The original Spygate. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, got a broad in the car? That's kidnapping. Took her across the state line? That's a man act. It's like Buford T. Justice.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. If Brady leaves, Dan, who are we blaming when this happens?
Well, it's because of Bill Belichick. And again, I choose not to use the word blame because I think Bill's being realistic. You know, I'm not interested in signing a 42-year-old guy to
wait,
a three-year contract.
You can blame somebody. If we all, I mean, New England wants Tom Brady back as quarterback, right?
The reason will be Bill
Who
Belichick.
Who do you want as quarterback, Dan?
Ooh.
You want Tom Brady back?
2019.
For 1 year, yes.
What if it's two? What if it's a two-year deal and you got to match it? And if you want him for one, you got to take him for two. Because that's far more realistic. This whole one-year thing. Yeah, great.
How high is the number? How high are we going to?
$25 million, we'll say. 2 years, $50
million. No. Not doing it. And again, Beatle,
so then
you don't
really want him as your quarterback. You don't want him bad enough.
I was in favor of paying that for the position for 1 year of Garoppolo and Brady together. I was in favor. They said it's too much to spend on one, you know, because remember they could have franchised one.
Yeah. And so you don't want to spend that over 2 years now?
No. Because he's 42. And this notion that he's going to be good in 2 or 3 years is preposterous. I can't believe people
he's
walk
not,
around.
But he's going to be – he will still be better in 2 or 3 years than any of the guys that we named on the list of potential replacements. He will. He'll be better than anybody. He won't be the same guy, but he'll still be better than anybody on that list.
I don't think you can say 2 years from now Tom Brady will be better than...
Yes, I can. I just said
29-year-old Teddy Bridgewater.
He'll have better receivers,
yes,
right?
Tom Brady, 44-year-old Tom Brady, 45-year-old Tom Brady is better than Teddy Bridgewater is right now. Yep, I believe that.
If you try and get a replacement Tom Brady, you know, a pocket passer, you know, precision quarterback, you may be right. But if Belichick has somebody identified in the draft or somebody becomes available that can do other things offensively that Tom Brady, don't get me wrong, I don't want him doing them. I don't want him leaving the pocket. I don't want him trying to pick up first downs on his own. But if you can get somebody else, he may not be better from a pure quarterback standpoint, but he might be better for the team.
To Hardy's point, do you think they would get in on the kid from Alabama whose name I can't pronounce who got hurt?
We just call him Tua.
Tua.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Murray can actually say his last name.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Who could forget it?
Tagovailoa. Is that it?
That's not Bailoa.
No,
Bailoa.
It's T-Bones.
Tua Tagovailoa. My wife's Hawaiian. I know this.
Can you say Can you say Giannis's last name?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I got that down. Took like 5 years.
Your wife's Hawaiian?
Yes.
She do a little hula dance.
Well, I get some intel on the Hawaiian football team.
I don't care about the Hawaiian football. I don't care about the Rainbow Warriors.
Well, yeah, because I know.
Joe said it with such resentment. Like, I know this. My wife's Hawaiian. Yeah.
The thing with the hula is that hips seem to move independently.
I can't
of the body.
Say it. I'm an idiot. How do you say it?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
You have any Shane Victorino
Tua
stories?
Tua Tagovailoa.
No. Okay. No.
Okay. Good. All right. Thank you, Joe.
It's really not that bad when you look at it. Tagovailoa.
It's daunting, though. There are better quarterbacks
than him anyways. And I think Jacob Eason will be available and be back.
All right, but your point is this. There's a guy in the draft and Bill can get him. And then what? That's it?
Yeah, I think Bill's all about that.
About drafting a guy? What if he already got his guy
instead? I think that Stidham's the guy. No, either way, he has a plan.
All right, let's agree on this. If Brady leaves, Stidham's the quarterback next year.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
I do. And I like what you're saying, though. Oh, it's obvious who we're going to blame. If Brady's gone, it will be because Bill decided it.
Because that's the truth. Bill doesn't want this. He's done. He's done with this. Unless Tom were willing to do a year-to-year thing.
But that's the other component of it. If Brady is demanding, like, 2 years or I walk, then you don't have to blame anybody.
Instead of blaming somebody, you thank Bill,
and you thank Tom for his service, and you then thank Bill Belichick for not committing to that second year.
I prefer you just say thank you.
If Brady takes 1 year, I'm thanking Tom Brady. Thank you, Tom Brady. Thanks for coming back. Thank you, Tom.
So it's 1 year.
If he takes a one-year deal to stay?
He's not doing that.
I don't think he is either, but if he does, I'll be incredibly thankful to Tom Brady for doing that.
And I'll be thankful. But I'm saying the 1 year after that is where you draw the line and you say no.
Well, they could cut him anyways. Give him the 2 years.
Who says no?
You say no on a 2 year deal for Brady.
No, I say yes, absolutely. I'm saying if he takes a 1 year deal,
I'm no with 2 and 50.
I'd be incredibly thankful because I think he deserves and will get easily a 2 year deal on the market, if not more.
It's not about the 2 years, it's about the guaranteed money. So, like, why not just. But you guys just said the cap is crap.
But you know how it is, though. Years equal money, because there's going to be a lot of guaranteed cash in this thing. And the number of years will determine how much money we're talking.
Well, that's why him becoming a free agent is. People think he'll go elsewhere because they can offer the money.
Right. And it'll be, you know, like Kirk Cousins type of money where they fully guaranteed the entire deal.
Let me ask you guys, is there anything besides money in years that would keep Tom Brady? And I'll just throw this out here. What as if they said, Tom, you can run the offense next year? Like, you run the
offense. You're the coordinator.
You're the coordinator. We'll give you, like.
I don't think that's what he seeks. Do you know what I think he wants? He wants some say over personnel versus the offense.
Yeah, but at least if he's running the offense, can he do that?
Let him into the draft room, and he'll say, yeah.
No, that's not happening.
Let him in during March when there's free agents out there, and he say, you know what? Yeah. Here's one way that
I don't think he wants that either. You want to know why? Because he didn't bother to show up for OTAs. He's not all that interested.
Yeah, I know. Jacoby Myers. I know. That guy could have really turned into something. If they go out in March on day one of free agency.
Look pretty good with Stidham.
And they sign. Good. You want Stidham and Jacoby Myers next year?
No, I want
Tom. I'm going to kill myself if that happens.
I want Tom Brady for I'll say it right now. I want Tom Brady for two more years.
If Jacoby Myers is on this roster next season, then the offseason was horrible for the Patriots. Mm. They had a bad offseason if Jacoby Myers finds a way to stick around. The play that could happen, you know, we'll talk about it coming up after this. Something the Patriots could do to make it more enticing. Joe asks a good question. Is there something other than years and money that could get them to. What are you showing me?
I'm
over
just
there?
Showing you something. When are you going?
All right, the statement from MLB?
Yeah.
Okay. What could entice Tom Brady to stay for a little less money and also a statement for Major League Baseball on
the
latest?
Sox?
We'll do all of that. We'll do all of that coming up next after the action update.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa. My wife's Hawaiian. I know this.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
A couple of items here. Number one, if we hit March and free agency opens and Brady's going to test the market, if the Patriots really want to get Brady back, and if they just want to improve their team for next year, they could target receivers and spend money on the position. And maybe for every dollar you spend more on a receiver, that's $1 less you pay to Tom Brady in enticing him to return to New England for what it is you're going to offer him. Maybe that works. Tom, look at what we just went out and did in free agency. Look at the receivers we added. We just put something in place for you. The offense is going to be significantly improved based on what we just did, you know, day one. The Stephon Gilmore type of approach, midnight. Day one of free agency, you're out there making those calls and upgrading your offense and spending offensively. I made the point the other day that the Patriots have been heavily influenced in years past by whatever happens in the final game of the season. They have, whether it be bad or good, because it's influenced them in ways with contract negotiations with players that have a really good finish to the year. James White got a contract extension after playing so well in Super Bowl 51. There's just a lot that sort of sticks with the team on that final game. They look at the final game. They look at the offense, where it was trending at the end of the season. Maybe they're motivated to go out and reload on offense the way they have in years past. They've done that before. They went out and got Moss and Welker in the same offseason after they had a bad loss to end the season in 2006. They couldn't handle doing that again. They didn't want to do that again. So they went out for 2007, and they built one of the best offenses ever with Brady, Moss, Welker. That all came together after the bad loss, blowing the lead in Indianapolis. Maybe they do that day one on free agency. They reload on offense, and then they turn to Brady and say, listen, Tom, we just did this because we want to keep this going, but our offer is, you know, what you made last year. Will you come back on the same money and keep doing it? Maybe that's enough to get them to, you know, convinced to come back without having to go through the charade of the Chargers or the Giants, or whoever else you want to rumor for Tom Brady, whoever it is. Something to think about.
That'd be
the
cool.
Bears, sure. It's just one way. One way. Maybe you can do it right out of the gate. Okay, Major League Baseball has also issued a statement, Dan.
Yes. Major League Baseball statement. Quote, the commissioner made clear in a September 15, 2017 memorandum to clubs how seriously he would take any future violation of the regulations regarding use of electronic equipment or the inappropriate use of video replay room. Given these allegations, MLB will commence an investigation into this matter. The matter being the Athletic story that the Red Sox were doing this in 2018, which I'm stunned that MLB is so far behind the curve that they see the Athletic story, excuse me, and then commence an investigation. I was assuming the Athletic story was revealing that they're on to this as well, and now it sounds like they're just starting on this, which in the wake of the Houston thing, like, what have they been doing? Like, this didn't come up. I mean, people talk to Rosenthal and Drellick that don't talk to the MLB investigators. I mean, what? It's not, again, the weakness of Rob Manfred just continues to astound
well,
me.
Well, do you know what that reeks of? Yes, they came across that in the course of their investigation. And they saw no reason to really look into it because nobody knows about it. We're not going to create a problem where there isn't one.
And everybody's doing it.
And everyone's doing it, so we're not going to create this problem. And then it gets leaked, and they have to now investigate it because it's public and people know about it.
Yep.
You can't not react to it. So that would speak to them turning a blind eye to it because they don't want to look into something that they don't really care all that much about.
And what is the common denominator of these two things that they're now investigating?
Alex Cora. He was in both spots. He was in, I don't think that's really scandalous.
Not sleuth work.
Alex Cora was there in 17 in Houston. He was there in 18 in Boston. Alex Cora likes to employ cheating methods to be better at baseball. He wants his teams to win.
I wouldn't use the word cheating methods. What he will own up to is he likes to steal signs.
Beetlewood.
What else do you want to call it?
Well, there's organic, you know, just good investigative sign stealing, and then there's cheating with electronic devices.
Which one was he doing?
I don't know. I mean, if these charges are true.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Again,
what the hell are you talking about?
Well, you
want to say it. I won't. With electronic devices?
Well, how about this?
That's what we're talking about.
He's probably doing both. He's probably all in on the organic
stuff. Well,
everyone
does the organic stuff.
I mean, but he really likes it. I mean, you said it earlier. I mean, he loves that part of the game. He embraces that part of it. But the fact is that now he's been implicated in two
regular sign stealing didn't give him the same juice anymore, so he had to go out and really start enhancing the process.
It's like someone who really likes playing blackjack, and then you say, you know, if you get a peek at that dealer's hole card, wow, it really increases the excitement level. You can do so much more. Not all the time. It's not foolproof, but it's really good. It's really good. Is it cheating? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it's right there.
But there's a lot of cheating in baseball. I mean, it's sort of part of the game.
And this is...
cheating has been built into this thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's not encouraged.
This takes it to a new level, though. This should not be going on.
Right. And it's not encouraged in any sport, but it's allowed in varying degrees in a lot of sports, except for golf. And the question remains... what's the real advantage? You know, Joe Murray kind of brought it up earlier. It's like, okay, I know what you get from knowing there's a changeup coming,
if there's no advantage, why are you doing it?
What was the advantage of taping the sidelines of the coach's signals?
Not to say that it should be allowed, Beetle. I'm saying, what are you really getting out of it? If you are a manager, if you're Alex Cora, you know, we'll leave it with Alex Cora for a second. You really question the intelligence of a guy that's willing to risk his reputation and Lord knows what kind of penalties they could find. It's probably going to end up being nothing. But you risk a lot by what do you really gain out of it? You gain a little bit of advantage here and there, maybe. It's not a clear-cut case of, oh, if you do this, it's going to result in that. You know, you still got to hit the ball. I think it's foolish. I think it's really foolish to go through, to go to these lengths to try and gain something that... it's a bit of a competitive advantage, and with the Patriots and the stuff they do, they're doing a ton of stuff, and it's like that's one of a thousand little things that they do in baseball. I don't want to say it's less complex because in game there's a lot going on.
The
of course,
advantages are
pitching,
distinct,
but...
Hardy. They can all hit the ball. It's like the steroid thing. That's why they're there. They can square up the ball.
Can I ask a serious question?
Advantages make a difference.
What happened in 2019? We know the offense was good, but like the pitching was.
Everybody
like the
hurt.
Worst we've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, they
you think
hurt.
It's just that's what it was?
Yeah, I think the pitching got hurt. It's the same team. Yeah. A lot of guys had better years. It was weird offensively. I mean, but the pitching, they all got hurt. Really let them down. And the bullpen wasn't equipped.
Do you think they were doing it in 2019?
Oh, I'm sure.
They were doing it in 2018. Yeah.
There'd be
stopped.
No reason to, yeah.
But just, I don't know, the team sucked last year.
But that was pitching.
Yeah, the pitchers all got hurt.
Yeah, I bet it was going on all of last year.
Oh, sure.
So you can cheat and stink.
I bet it would be happening in 2020 if it weren't for this.
I mean, they cheat and won. I mean, I didn't know they could cheat
and
stink.
It's going to be the midday version of suck and blow. Cheat and stink.
No, it's just that it would continue to go on if it weren't for this story today. And now Major League Baseball wants to act as if it's the first time they're hearing about it.
We're shocked.
Oh, we've got to investigate.
Shocked is
an investigation.
Going on here. Yeah.
We'll begin immediately. That is sort of ridiculous that they're suggesting that. 617-779-0985. Robert is in Adams today. Robert.
I don't know.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that the dog on its back?
That sounded like a dog barking. Pete's in Weymouth. Pete.
Yeah. Is it accepted? Do we all believe here that Kraft stepped in and said, we're not paying both Garoppolo and Brady?
Yeah, something along those lines. Sure.
All right. So then Kraft tacitly, you know, didn't outright say it, but chose Brady and stepped in and overrode football operations at that point.
Yes.
Yeah, we believe that.
That'd be a passive-aggressive way of doing it. But, yeah, and I don't blame him, by the way. I'm not with Dan. I would not
Garoppolo. He made a choice then at that point, and it seems philosophically inconsistent if he chose Brady to now, what, 2 years later – be nickel and diming him and saying, you know, we're not going to ride it out until 45. I think if you choose Brady over Garoppolo, how do you then not let Brady ride out as long as you want?
Because that was
in New England
5 years ago, 4 years ago. I mean, the player in question.
But we all knew at that point that Brady had been talking about wanting to play till 45. This isn't new information. We all knew that Brady wasn't going to be as good from 42 through 45 as he was early on.
But when they committed to him last time, he was. Well, when they committed to him last time, he was a 37, 38-year-old person. And now he's a 42-year-old person.
He wasn't 38 when they traded Garoppolo.
Well, I mean, he was 39. I don't know what. I mean, it was like.
He would be. He would have been. How old is he now?
He's 42 now. He turns 43.
So he would have been 40. He was 40 when that happened.
He was 40 years old.
It was October of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was 40.
But they
and I would say because ages 41 and 42 look different than ages 43 and 44.
In football, they do.
So that's why. And they were right. They won another Super Bowl.
Age 42 look a little different than 41. 41 looked a little different than 40. Yeah. It's not bad. And we're still up. Look, Beadle, you and I are both on board for two more years. It may not be the prettiest thing at the end of those 2 years, but we're on board for that. But also fully aware of the fact that you're not going to get his best days in these last 2 years. And you'll get a real good quarterback for two more years. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you won't get the best version of him.
It's going to totally hamstring you in the future of the team by only having a real good quarterback for the next 2 years. No, I'd be okay with that.
Dan's dates are coming up a little early today. We'll get to Dan's dates coming up next after headlines.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Today is January 7th. Dan Shaughnessy here with his dates. Go ahead, Dan.
We're born. These are the birthdays on January 7th. Jan Wenner. Who knows who that is? Hardy, you'll know.
Jan Wenner was the publisher of Rolling Stone magazine, late 60s, early 70s.
He lives. He's 74. Good one. Kenny Loggins, 72, of Loggins and Messina.
Sure.
Yep, good stuff. David Caruso is 64 years old today. How old do you think Katie Couric is, Beadle? Careful.
I'm going to say also 64.
66.
63. She's not going to like you, Beadle. Keith Lockhart is 61 today. I feel like someone has an agenda with
Zo. Zo has a problem with Keith Lockhart and Greg Skomel.
But Keith Lockhart was the one who...
But I think he patched up with both, didn't he, Beadle? I know he patched up with Keith Lockhart. Has he patched up with Skomel yet?
Well, I think he has because someone invited him out on the...
He's been invited out on a research vessel.
Of course he has. Guy who slams research and science gets invited out on the science boat with Skomel, the guy he hates. Wonderful. The guy who says, kill all the sharks, kill all the seals, kill everything, gets invited out on the scientific research boat.
Well,
I like Keith Lockhart.
Killing him with kindness.
He gave us good dirt on Mitch Miller back in the day because he knew Mitch Miller. He worked with him.
How old is Keith Lockhart?
He is 61.
Wow.
Yeah. That was youthful.
Yeah.
Youthful guy. Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, is 57. Big one here, Nick Cage. Do you like Nick Cage?
I love Nicolas Cage.
He's kind of a... And who is he related to? Scorsese?
He is Francis Ford Coppola's nephew. His real name is Nicolas Coppola.
Wow. So how would that make him related to Sophia? They would be cousins? Sophia Coppola?
I don't know.
And related to the wine? Jeremy Renner, how old do you think he is?
Wait, how old is Nick Cage?
Oh, sorry, I didn't give his date. He is 56 today.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I once saw Conan O'Brien's show in New York, and Nick Cage was the guest.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, how was he? He's weird.
Weird.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he was weird.
But a great actor.
Yeah, I was in the front row, and Nick Cage was like right there.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien's wife, her mom used to babysit me. I'm just saying. I know. Like, nobody could make that up on the spot.
Every Dan's been coming in here every day for like 10 years. Every week for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, it takes 5 years to find out that one time he got picked up as a hitchhiker by
Jerry Remy.
Conan O'Brien's mother used to babysit you?
Kissed Nicole Brown Simpson on New Year's Eve, right?
Those are truisms. So Conan's wife, her mother used to babysit me.
Oh, Conan's mother-in-law.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So Conan O'Brien's mother-in-law was your babysitter.
Correct.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't think Conan's mother-in-law would be old enough to babysit you.
I understand what you're saying.
You guys she was probably like a young babysitter. You were like six and she was, what, 12 or
something? 13. Like that. Yeah,
you know, it was only 6 or 7 years like difference.
Yeah. Cross the street kind of thing.
Older kid.
Jeremy Renner. I like him. How old is he?
He is 44.
49.
Wow.
Right.
He's good in the town. Mm. God. Okay, stuff that happened on January 7th.
It is not a horrible movie.
It is not horrible.
That Fenway scene's pretty good.
Shoot him up.
Oh, it's the worst part.
The Fenway scene.
It's the cheesiest worst part of that film.
The worst part is the line right before they show Fenway Park the first time when the Flora says, "We're taking down the Cathedral of Boston." Awful Irish
accent.
That
is bad.
What is it? Does he say cathedral?
But in the middle
to like really ham it up.
In the middle of the heist, Ben Affleck sticks in a good one. You know, they're loading the dough into the truck.
Yeah.
And they're like, the last guy that stole this much money out of Fenway Park was Jack Clark.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, which was a good baseball reference. I liked it.
Slaying the Rappers in that. He's good.
In 1789, America held its first presidential election. Who won? George Washington. And it's funny that the ballots.
Well known fact.
The ballots for that election look remarkably
Renner
like.
Renner reference goes to the town. I'm still stuck there. You ever see The Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
Much better than The Town.
Well, yeah.
But more recently, have you seen Wind River?
No.
You should see that one.
Okay.
What about the ballot?
The ballot for the first election of George Washington looks remarkably like the Hall of Fame ballot, which is still used by the BBWAA.
You put the big X over it.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's unchanged over 3 years.
Attach it to a carrier pigeon, and
that's how we vote.
Yeah.
In 1927, commercial transatlantic telephone service began. New York to London is important. In 1953, President Truman announced in the State of the Union message that the U.S. had developed a hydrogen bomb. On this date, 1959. The U.S. recognized the new government of Cuba 6 days after Fidel Castro led the overthrow. This date in 1979 in Vietnam, the forces captured the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh, overthrowing the Khmer Rouge government. On this date in 1999, Bill Clinton impeachment stuff happened. That was now what?
Yeah, the impeachment trial began.
21 years ago.
Yeah.
2004, President George Bush proposed a legal status, at least temporarily, for millions of immigrants. And 2015, a bad one, the shoot-up at the French offices of Charlie, is it Hebdo?
Hebdo, yeah.
Hebdo.
The magazine, yeah.
It was very bad. Last year, actor Kevin Spacey, 1 year ago today, pleaded not guilty in Nantucket to groping an 18-year-old busboy.
That's all done now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that case got thrown out.
They did not. And also last year, Chris Gasper would know this since he follows it. Mr. Murray over there probably does too. Second-ranked Clemson defeated Alabama in the national championship game. And who wins this year?
I think LSU wins. Yeah. That was Deshaun Watson, I believe, right? Was the quarterback? Last year. Clemson.
Last year.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Tua had a very, very, very bad game. To a Tagovailoa.
That is all I have for my dates. Anybody else?
Pretty good.
Your wife is Wyatt.
That's right.
Pink got married on this date in 2006. Do you know who she married?
No.
I don't know that.
Motorbike rider.
Yeah.
Carrie Hart. Oasis started recording their debut album on this date in what year, Beatle? What year did they start recording Definitely Maybe?
91.
94.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have guessed like a little earlier than that.
I thought that would have just taken years to make or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. It did not. So there you go.
Thought it was, you know, there was fighting and there were drugs for 3 years in the middle before they finally finished it, as is usually the story with Oasis.
Yeah. A couple of random birthdays Dan may have covered in his day. Todd Day, former Celtic from way back when. Eric Gagne.
That's a big one. You know, how did you miss that?
I watched a clip the other day of Gagne throwing the 100-mile-an-hour fastball that Bonds hit out of the park in San Francisco. Man, those guys were so juiced.
He was acquired by the Red Sox the same day that Garnett was acquired by the Celtics. And at the time, it seemed like two big deals. But only one was a big deal. Gagne went away in disgrace.
Garnett bigger than Gagne.
Slightly. Yeah. Gagne had been great, though. Oof. When he was juicing, he was good.
Yeah, when he was all roided out, he was awesome. In the Mitchell Report, correct?
Oh, he's all over it, yeah.
In the Mitchell Report in the sense that Theo was emailing people to ask, what's this guy's deal? Is he dirty?
Yeah.
That was what showed up in the Mitchell Report was Theo's emails, I believe.
There's very little Red Sox in the Mitchell Report because, as we know, George Mitchell was a board of directors at that time.
For the Red Sox.
Bag job.
Bag job. Yeah. Bag job. Sort of like the judge there in New York.
Yes.
What's his name?
Fanboy Richard Berman.
Fanboy Berman, right. All right, Frovertime is here. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
See you guys.
Appreciate you being here today. Bag job. 617-779-0985. The future of the Patriots and a Red Sox cheating scandal. Both on the table for you next.
Buddy, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chris in Hartford is hot on the Red Sox cheating scandal today. Chris.
Hey, Beetle, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Harvey, how you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Hey, listen, I called about 2 months ago, and I was speaking about, the lack of running that Cora did. Remember that call, Beetle?
Yes.
And I was pretty hard on Dan. Well, guess what? I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey. I was all over it, and you didn't fill in the blanks, buddy. We stole 125 bases, and then this year we stole 68. Hey, let me ask you something, Harvey. How many one-run games? How many one-run games did we lose this year, buddy? Red Sox. Come on, you know it. You're a professional, right?
Well, no, there's no one named
Harvey.
There's no one named Harvey here, genius.
I can call you whatever I want, Harvey. 31. We had 21
run games.
I don't
even know what you're talking about. I don't care. Why are you yelling at me? What did I say? What's your point? Who gives a crap? What?
Hey, Harvey, how you doing?
Jackass.
What was the point of that call?
I don't know.
How many?
Boy, he is really teaching me a thing or two. Like, I haven't mentioned anything about baseball in 5 months. Who are you talking to?
Hardy barely wanted to talk about this today.
I still don't.
Dan really wanted to talk about the cheating scandal, and we got to mention it.
Look,
when baseball opens an investigation into your team,
it's a big story.
We got to talk about that.
Stolen bases? Shut up. Go away.
The problem is the Red Sox are going to be so great at not making the playoffs on their own next year that any sort of punishment is going to be like, well, okay.
A radio station in Hartford you can listen to? Leave us alone.
So he knows your name is not Harvey. He was calling you that as a sign of disrespect, I sense.
I don't know.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
That's the second day in a row where someone has whether said that they were smart or stupid. This seems to be like a theme on this show.
Well, there's also sort of the throwback BCN. Hi, Harvey. How are you?
Yeah, that's nice. That made it into the station-ending montage. Sean Riley with the ultimate sign of disrespect. I'm so used to it.
Hey, Harvey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Whatever.
It would have been funny if you just said it once. Then he kept saying it. It wasn't funny anymore.
I don't know that he knew.
I'll call you whatever I want. What? That got contentious real quick.
Yeah.
Real.
I babble on about stolen bases.
Hey, Andy's in Peabody. Andy.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Andy.
Hello, I'm calling to defend my friend Hardy. Nobody talks to him like that. His name is Hardy.
Thank you, Andy. How are you? How are the patients today?
Oh, they're great. Hey.
Are you pulling any teeth?
They're always great. Yeah, actually two today. if the Red Sox cheated, and this is confirmed, they should get slammed. They should just get slammed. They deserve to be slammed.
It is interesting how they leave that. Well, thank you, Andy. But it is interesting how, you know, there's always that undercurrent of, you know, which many clubs are suspected of doing. When they add that other line and they're like, everybody's doing this. It's almost like it's the setting you up for the not a lot of punishment coming on this one.
Question, do you think John Henry and Dombrowski knew about this when they hired Alex Cora?
Like, it was part of the reason they hired him? They're like, oh, this guy's good at cheating. This guy's going to set up a great surveillance system.
I mean, either way, did they know?
I don't think so, and I don't think it would have changed their opinion anyway. I think it's pretty prevalent. I'm not saying it's right. In fact, I think it's stupid because I think the advantage gained in a lot of these things is minimal. Knowing the change-up is coming, that's the banging on the trash cans. That's egregious. That I get.
I agree. But there's a lot of gamesmanship, which I think you can let slide at times.
Yeah, like digital sign stealing as opposed to organic sign stealing. But you can't do it.
Can't do it.
No, the digital thing should not be happening.
No.
That takes it to a new level that this sport should not at all embrace or allow. And so I'm with Andy. So they should come down hard on the Astros, and they should do the same against the Red Sox. And I will remind you, the Red Sox, after their scandal with the watches, the Apple watches, they're now a repeat offender.
Well, not just
wow,
the
this
watches.
Is amazing how the teams in this town get themselves into this crap, isn't it?
Well,
repeat offender, cheating scandal with video surveillance.
Well, didn't they manipulate like the salary cap for like the international market as well? I think they've been in trouble for a lot of things. I know we only got a couple of minutes here, but I think it would be funny to try to think of the three people that were in this investigation.
Well, I'm very interested to know who the three people
it's gotta
are that
be Dombrowski.
Leaked this story to.
I'm going to say Dombrowski, La Russa.
Although Dombrowski is not a Drelic guy. So I do know that. I don't believe Dave Dombrowski was a fan of Evan Drelic at all. I think he may have even had some issues with Drelic. So I don't think it would have been, if it's Dombrowski, it wasn't a Drelic. That would have been to Rosenthal, I assume. And I don't know what their relationship is.
It's surprising. Because
one of them has to be a player, right?
Yeah.
There has to be a player in there somewhere.
Like, no.
Any guesses? I know Porcello's gone. Maybe it's a hitter.
Double Agent Dave is what our graphic says right now. I don't know. I have no idea who Porcello?
I'm just thinking of it. I mean, it's probably a hitter.
Well, no. Would it be a pitcher or a hitter? Who would have an axe to grind and be pissed about this being in the game? Pitchers. Mm. Not hitters. It's a bonus to the hitters. Do you think J.D. Martinez is going to tell someone this is going on? Mm. No. So it's a good point. It's got to be a pitcher. It's not going to be a positional player.
Is anybody in the bullpen there?
I would have no idea, Joe. I don't know.
I want to stir the pot.
But I think saying it's probably a pitcher, not a reach. Jeff's in Nashua. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Beetle, you referenced earlier that at-bat between Bonds and Gagne, and that what you didn't say was, personally speaking, that was the best at-bat I have ever seen. Bonds ripped about 402-mile-an-hour fastballs off the fist. Foul.
Yep.
And then he straightened one out. It was just incredible theater. Gagne's eyes are bugging out of his goggles, and Bonds is obviously juiced, and it was just awesome. And so, Dan, you got to pull your head out and get with the program. And finally, I hope you all had a very nice holiday season. Shug White, you're doing a great job on the news, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Shug All right, Jeff. White.
That was actually my Halloween costume this year.
You went as Shug White?
Well, Shug Knight.
No, I know, but Shug White is even funnier.
Yeah.
That's good. What did the costume consist of? Some kind of a shiny red shirt.
Red shirt that actually had Shug Knight, his face, and an actual diamond earring on the shirt, and the death row chain.
Nice. There's a handful of guys, Beetle, that I just won't talk badly about in any forum.
Yeah.
Like, even in my own home, you want to hear me utter a bad word about Shug Knight?
Dangerous man.
I think it's one of those things. It's like, I think you're playing with fire. How's he ever going to hear about it? Hell, people listening don't even know what your name is, Harvey. What could it possibly do to you? I don't know. But he hung Vanilla Ice out a window by his ankles until he signed over the rights to Ice Ice Baby. I think he's capable of a lot. I think he's got a pretty far reach.
Just like, yeah, I'm not messing with that.
Even in the is he in prison right now?
I believe he is for running over a guy with his truck.
Dr. Dre gave up everything and said, "I'm going to go start my own thing."
That's right.
Here he got screwed by Eazy-E and him, and he's still one of the richest guys in the world.
Yeah, smart.
By making headphones,
he knew what he was doing. He's no dummy. Look up Shug right now.
Is this a real story? Hasbro Toy Company announces Death Row Records ownership after Shug Knight appoints Ray J to run it.
Ray J.
He's famous.
Good videos.
The legendary toy company Hasbro is officially the proud owner of Death Row Records, the iconic West Coast music label once associated with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and the late, great Tupac. This was written 2 days ago. So Hasbro now owns Death Row Records.
Hmm.
That doesn't seem as scary anymore, does it, Hardy?
Creeping while you're sleeping.
As of December 2018, Suge was incarcerated at R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego.
Because he ran a guy over with his truck. Remember that?
Yeah. I think it was a misunderstanding. Allegedly. That's all I'm saying.
Why is $3.8 billion is what Hasbro paid to buy Death Row.
Wow.
This is a real story?
Real story.
Where are you getting it?
A number of different news websites. Right. Yeah. We are excited. The CEO of Hasbro says, we are excited about what we can do together and see tremendous opportunity for shareholder value creation through this acquisition. Really, what's the toy company going to be doing with Death Row? Suge Knight action figures.
Snoop Dogg action figures? I don't know. Get the whole dog pound in there.
That's maybe, and Hasbro, of course, the Rhode Island company. So, bringing Death Row Records to Rhode Island.
Can I give you one more snitch, just to throw it out there? Craig sure. Kimbrell.
Oh,
he would have an axe to grind.
That's not bad.
I like that. Joe has headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.